Most construction in Charlotte for the next 3 years will not have to include environmental protections against one of the state's biggest sources of water pollution, stormwater. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
It's a rainy day, and the Catawba Riverkeeper, Sam Perkins, stands in a retail parking lot in Charlotte's South End. Streams of water wash into a grate. Wash is the right word. The water carries the oil, grease, and dirt from the lot into the grate, Perkins says.
You know, you can see it here, oil sheens coming off, things like that getting directly in the creeks.
The city council passed an ordinance in 2008 to filter much of that out. It requires developers to more strictly control, filter, and slow the stormwater running off their developments. But in 2011, emerging from the recession and lobbied by the building industry, the council allowed developers to bypass the more onerous rules. Instead, they can pay a fee. It's $60,000 for a site's first acre and $90,000 for every additional one. The city then uses that money to restore damaged streams. Environmental groups don't like it. Perkins says it doesn't make sense.
When in college we were trying to get one of my friends to quit smoking, he said, look, I know smoking takes like 5 years off your life, but I've heard getting a dog adds five, so it balances out. And that's sort of what this is saying.
Supporters argue the fee creates flexibility and encourages development, creating jobs, while the city can funnel the money most effectively. The option was scheduled to sunset this year, and the building industry wanted an extension. City staff recommended 5 more years.
It gets us to the goal of clean water quicker.
Charlotte stormwater manager Daryl Hammack explained to the council late last month.
We just really look for high-impact projects that provide the biggest environmental benefit for the least cost.
Ultimately, the council voted 7-4 for a compromise. Developers can take advantage of the fee for 3 more years through 2017. In the meantime, environmental groups and the building industry will get together in a mediated discussion to craft a long-term agreement. Those meetings start in January. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.